Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris, Devils in the Details McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about more details emerging in regards to the 6-inch G.I. Joe toy line is Justin Details Schmetails Bell. I don't know what that means. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this newsburst. A short time ago, the Zone Comic Shop removed a post for a pre-order on their Facebook page for the first wave of G.I. Joe classified 6-inch figures that we reported on last week. The post also included more details on the figures and the line, stating that they would be $19.99 each, released in June, and that they had information on waves 2, 3, 4, and a variant figure for the line. The post was removed almost as soon as we shared it on our page, which hints at the fact that they may have had pressure to remove it from another party. We also know that all will be revealed at Toy Fair next month, so the excitement rises, as well as my underpants. Justin, not the first time I've led in from underpants to Justin.
Is that what this episode's about?
Exactly. Justin, tell everyone about my underpants. No. A sliver of info here, but quite a significant piece with the amount of waves planned and a variant, whatever that entails. I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it goes back to what we talked about before, just that, you know, at Toy Fair, you know, it wasn't very likely that they were just going to reveal a single wave. There was likely more than one wave planned, and probably a whole, especially if it was coming out in June, you got to figure there'd be a whole kind of release schedule from June throughout the end of the year. So I think four waves makes sense.
Yeah.
And as for the variant figure, I mean, it seems to play along to kind of what they did with the 25th anniversary line back in the day, where they kind of had, you know, a slightly variant version of the release on pegs. I don't know exactly how they're going to be arranging that. Hopefully it's not like a short pack sort of thing, but who knows?
I mean, that's going to go quick, isn't it?
it's probably going to, you know, if they're doing a Duke, maybe they'll do a Tiger Force Duke or something. I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of weird to do Tiger Force in a 6-inch line before they do a lot of that other stuff.
Lies,
so who knows really
lies.
What it's going to be.
It's not weird. That is the perfect marketing maneuver. Oh no, it'll be a hit and run. That'll be the one, the sneaky one that we didn't know about.
Like one every 200 cases, and it's going to cost me, you know, $600 to get.
Hell yeah. And, you know, you deserve it. But I mean,
exactly.
Speaking about that, I mean, who are you expecting in those follow-up waves? And what do you think the variant figure is in reference to specifically? I mean, I'm thinking more like maybe like Cobra Commander.
Possibly, yeah. Battle, you know, helmet and hooded, yeah.
They're not specifically talking about the variant figure attached to the wave one. They seem to have been discussing that in relation to wave 2, 3, and 4, but I could be wrong. I could have just read that incorrectly, you know?
Yeah, no, I think you're probably right. I would imagine it's likely we're going to get a Cobra Commander in probably the second or third wave, and I wouldn't be at all surprised. I think you might be right on the money about the variant figure being, you know, a hooded version of that Cobra Commander. Mm. Unless, I mean, who knows? They might go deluxe, you know, and have the regular Cobra Commander comes with a battle helmet and a hood. I mean, that's possible. But even if that's the case, maybe, you know, the standard release is the kind of a light blue sort of animated model, and maybe the variant is the dark blue kind of mail order version from back in the day. Who knows? But yeah, I think that that's certainly a very good possibility. Or it could even be, well, I don't think they do Cobra Trooper and Cobra Officer. They're not going to short pack a variant troop builder, I wouldn't think. But
well, you never know.
That would be.
I mean, that would be like a case of a little bit of a repaint in certain areas and like a secondary change they could probably get away with.
Exactly. That's probably going to be a future release. Yeah. They'd definitely be able to do that. But I would expect probably for waves 2 through 4, you know, we're going to see a Cobra Commander. We're probably going to see a Cobra Trooper. We're going to see a Storm Shadow, I would think is probably very likely.
Hell yeah.
So looking at those, you know, probably a Gung Ho, maybe something like, I mean, look at the early waves of the 25th anniversary to kind of get an idea of what we're probably looking at. I mean, it's something we've kind of joked about in the past that, you know, G.I. Joe with its constant sort of, you know, reinvention, you know, they re-release everything and you get the same, like, you know, 12 characters that get released again, and they, you know, the line invariably gets retired and they start again, and you release those same 12 characters again and the line invariably gets retired. I mean, it's kind of the endless cycle what they did with, you know, Sideshow and stuff like that and all the various movies and things like that. But, you know, in a way, you know, 6-inch is kind of a whole different ball game. You know, it's a whole different animal, and, you know, people might be really looking forward to getting some of those same, you know, it'll be interesting to see people online are saying, oh, I can't wait to get Storm Shadow, you know, as if the 73 versions we already have weren't enough. But this is, you know, this is something different. So it's a 6-inch version rather than the 4-inch version. So
yeah, we've got another 70 versions of Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes and Cobra Commander and Duke to come in 6-inch now. So that's
going to be amazing to see people excited about Cobra Commander and Destro and Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow and Duke again.
Yeah, it's funny that, I mean, it's probably the only way you could get me excited about those particular characters again in the same designs is in that 6-inch. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as I kind of mentioned in the last time we talked about this, you know, my collecting mindset has sort of shifted over the last several years, where I feel less of a need to be a completist and really want kind of small pockets of really, you know, kind of colorful, kind of very, you know, iconic collect. Like, yeah. I don't have a ton of Marvel Legends, but I've got like a lot of those 90s X-Men kind of on a display shelf together with Cyclops and Professor X and Jubilee and Colossus and kind of that era. You know, I wouldn't consider myself a Star Wars collector, but I've got a bunch of vintage, you know, Star Wars Black figures like Luke and Han and Chewie, Darth Vader and stuff. And this is going to be the same thing. You know, I'm probably, you know, I say no now, but I'm probably not going to be a completist with the 6-inch Joe line.
Absolute liar.
I'm a filthy liar, I admit it. But this could be a cool way to say, yes, I'm a G.I. Joe fan. Look at this shelf of iconic 6-inch figures in their kind of Sunbow accurate looks and feels that represents my love of G.I. Joe. And that's where it's going to be for a lot of people. So in that way, you know, it's going to be kind of good for some of those core characters to be reintroduced and re-released so people can experience that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually kind of tend towards some of those Sunbow characters like they did in 25th anniversary. You know, we're probably going to see a shipwreck before we see, I don't know, name your a Ripcord or something like that.
Totally.
So I wouldn't be at all surprised to kind of see them lean that way. Although obviously we'll get Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, who
were
a lot more prevalent in the comics than
the
cartoon.
We're not going to get Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. Why would we? We had heard of the price prior to this. Do you think $19.99 is a fair price for the 6-inch product at the moment?
It's the going rate. You know, I mean, it is what it is these days. People, you know, a lot of people online are like, ooh, you know, so expensive. But that's what Marvel Legends are and have been. That's what Star Wars Black is and has been.
Yeah.
You know, that's the nature of the beast these days. You know, the larger scales are more expensive. You know, when I first started collecting Marvel Legends back when they were Toy Biz, not Hasbro, you know, I could get one Legends figure for $7.99 or $9.99. That's just not what it is anymore. So it's right along the same lines of Star Wars Black, Marvel Legends, Power Ranger, Lightning Collection, and all that stuff. So I think it's, MSRP.
Thing is, you mention all those lines and it just gets me really excited for what we can actually expect to see for Joe. Like, I mean, the detail involved in, Marvel Legends Black Series and the Power Rangers line at the moment are just absolutely stunning at 6-inch.
They look fantastic.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not even that interested in Power Rangers and I go in there every time into the store and I see them on the shelves and I'm like, oh, I could probably do with, like, you know, the classic team, maybe. And then I'm like, I'm not even interested in Beast Morphers.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at, like, that Blue Ranger that looks like Snake Eyes. And I'm like, oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
When I first saw those Power Rangers figures that were potentially being released, you know, I was never really a Power Rangers fan. But part of me thought for a second, well, maybe I could just get, you know, the original five, you know, just kind of because they would look cool together. And it's the same way with, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, I was a huge TMNT comic fan. I was never really... You know, I was just at the right age where the cartoon was ridiculous and immature. No offense, Adam Riches, but and still, you know, you see those animated accurate figures from NECA or for wherever, and you're still tempted to check them out just because they are very iconic. They represent a period of time of your childhood that you have some nostalgia for, and I think this could be very much the same way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we finish today, I would like to quickly shout out KJP Photography on YouTube, who did mention on like a show we did a while back about Snake Eyes, I'd mentioned to you, Justin, that they'd pushed the release date back they'd pushed it, you know, the other direction to but basically we thought it was like a delay, etc. In actual fact, he kind of highlighted on there that the reason for that was because Halloween Kills is opening on October 16th and they wanted to change the release date to avoid it opening on the same day. So gotcha. That's the only reason that happened. And I didn't shout out KJP beforehand. I'm doing it now. And I hope this stops the incessant messaging I keep getting on every episode we do. No, I'm just kidding. No, there you go. There's your shout out. And also, thanks for giving us a heads up on that reason. And also, I suppose while we're here, just quickly, D3 Go and Emerald City Games have released, finally, the G.I. Joe War on Cobra. And you can join the Full Force Alliance if you want to. We are live on that now. It's a public group, so you can just go ahead and join that alliance. Just search for it in alliances. Justin, you enjoying it as much as before, or have you even played it yet?
Yeah, I've played it a little bit. I mean, I am working today, so you know, I haven't had a whole lot of time to dive in.
Only about 3 hours then. Yeah, got you.
But yeah, I have checked it out and I've played it. And yeah, I had played, you know, a few hours of it, probably about a few hours of it when it was in beta mode through my illicit kind of backdoor channels.
Your famous backdoor channels, yeah.
And yeah, it's very similar. I mean, it's nice. It's a lot more stable, and it's a lot that they've made some changes compared to how I played it, you know, what I played before. Minor changes, but some changes, which is, you know, I'm enjoying playing, and I'm looking forward to kind of spending a little bit more time with it once I'm not at the job.
Totally. I've been kind of having a go as well this morning, and yeah, it seems pretty cool. I kind of feel like Earth Wars was more successful in allowing you to reach certain milestones a lot clearer. For some reason, I'm having trouble working out a few what should be very basic things in this game.
It's kind of confusing. Yeah. It's not as straightforward as some others I've played. Yeah,
there's just too many things that you have to keep on top of. Like, there's too many aspects. Like, again, Earth Wars, I find that's probably my limit. And now, for some reason, that won't even open on my phone. So for all of you who are wondering where the Full Force Alliance went, it's because I can't open the bloody thing. Exactly. Yeah. I can't open it, and I don't know why. Anyway, Justin, thank you for jumping on and chatting G.I. Joe's 6-inch.
Of course.
Yet again.
All right, no problem. My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, classified. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.